Hello, we're interviewing voters, you know, higher up on important issues. I assure you we're not telling anything, and the interview will only take a few minutes. Your response will remain strictly confidential, and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
73.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or older. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I did.
Thanks. It's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely.
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Probably the economy.
Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? It was an election date?
No, I've always voted.
Okay, so we can say that it was like months before the election?
Yep.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The last election or this coming election?
The last election. What was like the most important thing or reason?
It was about abortion, the last election.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue number one, summary, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, included but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continued pregnancy. Okay, let me write that down. May I know why you voted no to this issue number one?
That's correct.
Oh, may I know the reason why?
Because it's abortion. You're killing babies.
Okay. Let me add that down. You say you voted no on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on this issue number one? It was on election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
Months before.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about that election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. You hear about the elections in English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, Spanish language online digital and videos like YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, shorts, social clubs or community groups.
Most of it was the election from TV ads. But there was stuff mailed out.
Okay, thank you so much. And it was an English language TV ads.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. When considering an issue that is specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? It's the one for friends and family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend.
Those are really, I don't know what they're doing this poll. It's really stupid questions. Most of it comes from religious organizations.
But for the options that I'm giving you, which is the one that you or influence you the most to take the decision on voting no? It was for one of them, or it was, for example, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social medias, or do you have other reasons?
No, I was pro-life. I'm pro-life.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yeah, I heard a lot of lies from the other side.
Okay.
Don't have that one on your list, do you? You ought to.
Oh, this is an open-ended question. Actually, the next question was, what was the particular thing that specifically impacted on how or if you voted in this election? So is it okay if I write that down?
Yeah, it was lies. I mean, lies from the other side. Lies about not having access to abortion. Lies about parental consent. I mean, there are a lot of lies. And we'll pay for it eventually.
Okay, I'm adding that right now. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue number one?
No.
Okay, may I know why?
Why should I? I already made up my mind months before, years before.
Okay. Years before, okay. Thank you so much. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
Thank you. May I know the reason why?
I voted in every election since I could vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decision. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It was unconvincing because it's a lie.
Thank you so much. Now, the next one is legal experts says issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It was somewhat convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next one is your daughter is young, vulnerable online, your fear the worst. Such as to change her sex or get an abortion, you have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, I do find it convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing, because it's a lie.
Thank you. The next one is both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortion. that if issue one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats opposed to the late-term abortion allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I'm not sure I understood that question at all.
Sure, I can read it back. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortions.
But that's not true. Biden doesn't oppose late-term abortion. He's all in favor of it.
Okay.
So are the Democrats. That's the whole point. It's a lie.
Okay, let me add that down. Now following, if the issue one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats opposed to the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It was somewhat convincing, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a poor question.
Okay, thank you. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
The Republicans.
Thank you so much. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
You know, part of it is the economy.
Okay. Now,
and
if you... Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if you have to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 will be economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
It would be the economy.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
It does.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently on the side?
The Republican candidates.
Okay. Now, I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently on the side?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. May I know why?
Because he's the only one that can fix this country right now, anyway.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just a couple of more questions, and we're finished with the interview. May I know in what country were you born?
United States.
Thank you so much. In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
Parents were born in the United States. My grandparents were born in Europe.
Okay. Let's see. Now, the next one. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Republican Party.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Just conservative.
Thank you so much. May I know what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more
than
that?
Between $50,000.
Okay. Thank you so much. And may I know what's your gender?
Male.
Thank you. That was very much it. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with me. We highly appreciate it and hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure. Bye.